Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Freaking first cut. Golly!
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and this is your day 3 recap for this week's WGC Dell Technologies Match Play. Joining me to break it all down, Greg Ducharme is here. Greg, we are about this close to having the Sweet 16 set. 15 of the spots have already been accounted for. We've just got one more to go on a very long, fun day of golf.
I can't believe... I mean, it's cool when this starts to finally take shape and you get a sense of what actually happens. But I've always enjoyed this day where, there's all the math problems and all the figuring out of what exactly is going on, who's going to come out on top. Unfortunately, most of them today didn't go my way, which is disappointing. It's just so hard to figure this tournament out. It is unbelievable what people run into. Like, there are guys you're disappointed in, and then you look at the scorecards and you're like, man, they played pretty well. How does Kevin Kisner shoot 20? What did he shoot? 28? It was crazy.
Yeah, he barnstormed Justin Thomas. Justin Thomas played well enough, but not well enough to beat Kevin Kisner. You and I were talking just before we went hot 2 hours ago. I was sniffing myself. I thought I was going to have 5, 6, maybe 7 guys get through. I was looking good. Eventually, maybe 3 of them go to a playoff. I lose all 3, and now my bracket has been deposited in my trash can. But it's it's really incredible how quickly all of this stuff can change.
Yes, it happens so fast, especially when you're in a situation today. There's only one match today where it was between just these two individuals, which was Noren and Connors. Every other group had a third player in the mix, which just makes it so fascinating. Well, he beats him, all of a sudden you end up with a playoff, and I can't believe we didn't get a 3-way playoff. It seemed like we were going to it at some point. It never happened. You just don't know how these things are going to play out. And again, in 18 holes, these guys are all so good. I was having a conversation earlier today about this, where if you take a 72-hole stroke play event and you look at the guys that play the best, they have days where they don't fill it up. There's one day at least, at 1-9 at least, where things just don't go in. And yet they're still in contention at the end of the week. But in this tournament, depending on when you have that round and who you're playing against and what they do, what their bad round looks like, it makes all the difference in the world. So it's fascinating how how these matches end up turning out. And I think the group stage honestly makes it even more interesting.
It really does. Well, we've got 8 matches coming on Saturday morning, and of course they're going to play 2 rounds on Saturday, then 2 rounds on Sunday to decide our champion, Greg. But let's spend a minute or two on each one of these matchups. Here we go. Takumi Kanaya comes out of group number 7. That's Xander Schauffele's group, and will face Corey Connors, who comes out of group 10. Kanaya beats Lucas Herbert in a playoff. He was min priced on DraftKings, Greg. He had some of the longest odds to get out of his group, and now he's gonna have to run into the Canadian Connors, who came out of one of the groups of death.
Which turned out to be a little not quite a group of death, because of Paul Casey, which is just unfortunate. But, you know, you look at what Corey Connors has done, and it's been pretty good play in the 2 rounds that he really played. It was quite good. He had a stretch in the middle of the back 9 against Louis where he lost a couple holes in a row, made 3 bogeys in a row. But other than that, it's been pretty good. But again, Takumi Kanaya is a guy that we talked about briefly on Monday. That group, we all 3 of us, you, C, and I, all said that looks like a trap. It looks like a trap. It looks like it's Xander Schauffele. I fell into the trap. I went Xander. He was my best bet and it didn't work out. But Takumi Kanaya, I thought, was the guy, was one of the guys who could really sneak up and take advantage, because he's been playing really well. You just don't see a lot of it here. It's a lot of it is international. And look, it just shows how good the how strong the game is at a global level.
I was a Lucas Herbert backer. He lost to Kanaya, missed a 2-foot 7-inch putt in the playoff. Ooh, not so
that should have been his.
Should have been his. Colin Morikawa finally, eventually closes out Jason Kokrak and moves on out of group two. Holface, Abraham, Answer, and Greg. I had to read the outline a couple of times here. Abraham Answer has not trailed in a match yet this week. Oh, mama, he's feeling himself.
I mean, look at what he did against Kokrak today. I mean, made what five under par holes in a row, including an eagle at number five. He goes birdie, birdie, eagle, birdie, birdie. How are you going to beat that? Kokrak made three birdies in that stretch. That's a really scary sign. You're playing against a guy who has that stretch, and you take him to 18, and he's got a birdie 18 to beat you. I mean, that's ridiculous. That match was unbelievable. The golf that both of them played. So really, really fun match there. And he's going to be hard to beat. Even Abraham Answer, who's played great golf, Morikawa plays like that again, which is unlikely, because I mean, you can't play that way twice in a row. Right? I mean, there's no way. But boy, he looks good.
Not going to be a lot of balls hit out of the rough or that dormant area. Lots of fairways for that Morikawa Answer matchup on Saturday. Yeah. Going a little bit further, Adam Scott escapes group 11. That's Jordan Spieth's group. And Kevin Kisner, as we alluded to, just buzzsawed Justin Thomas this morning. He goes 3-0. He gets out of the group phase. And now you've got two really seasoned veterans with a lot of match play experience under their belt. This is low-key one of my favorite matchups, Kisner versus Adam Scott on Saturday morning.
Adam Scott's first time out of his group, and I don't think he's ever gotten out of his group. Very, very interesting. He played nicely today. I think this was a little bit of a softer group, but he played really nice. He was bogey free through 16. They played 16 holes. He made four birdies, no bogeys. That's really, really solid playing. But you're going up against Kevin Kisner, who is he just loves this golf course. And loves match play. I mean, look at the way he started. He goes birdie, birdie, par, birdie, birdie, eagle, par, birdie. And at that time, that's through eight holes. Justin Thomas is 3 under through eight holes, and he's four down. It's unimaginable. And then he just pars in and wins on 15. So what are we going to get out of Kisner? I think that you're the favor here is Kisner, but Adam Scott's been playing well. That's all I can say.
It's a perfect storm course and format for Kevin Kisner. He's just so good here, so good in this format. Another Kevin, this time exiting out of group 14. That was Joaquin Niemann's group. And then Will Zalatoris is holding the crown after coming out of group 3. And both of these went to a playoff, Greg. Nah defeats Maverick McNealy, unfortunately for me, to get out of 14. And then after beating Victor Hovland in their match this morning, Zalatoris defeats him in a playoff, an unbelievable matchup. One of those guys had to go home, and it's Zalatoris who moves on.
Well, Zalatoris looked like he's putting a little better.
If he puts like that, the world is in trouble. He talked about a couple of adjustments he made, Greg. Oh my God, he made everything.
Yeah, that's scary. It makes Kyle Porter look really smart. That's for sure. So look, it was great for him to get out of the match. I love that situation where you're in control of your own destiny. And if you're 2-0 and you're playing against a guy who's got 1.5 points, it's between the two of you. It's all up to you. It doesn't matter that you have more points than them right now. What matters is what happens at the end. So I love that situation where you can force the playoff, and then you're staring them in the face the whole time, and you get to play them again. And Will Zalatoris is able to get through, but Kevin Na is a scary guy in match play too. He doesn't have the record of a Kevin Kisner, but he's very, very similar, very comparable. And I would very much not want to play against him. You look at what he's done on the back nine so far this week. He was three under the first round, three under with four birdies the second round. He made a double in the third today on 11, but made four birdies after that. So the guy loves the back nine here, which is, I would say, frightening.
The other side of the bracket, Seamus Power will battle Terrell Hatton. Hatton earned all 3 points out of group 13. Power gets out of Patrick Cantlay's group. Both these guys playing really well. I love the way Terrell Hatton sets up for kind of match play situations. This course, he can kind of lean into his strengths a little bit. This will be a fun one as well.
Yes, he has been incredibly steady, very steady, Terrell Hatton. And I'm proud to say that that was one of the guys that I actually got through. And it was unlikely. I didn't feel great about it going in, but it ends up happening. But he's been hitting the ball really well. He's been putting really well. It's been all around steady. I like the way he sets up just like you. And I think he's going to be a tough out. Seamus Power he played great again. It's like he's back. It's like that whatever happened at Pebble Beach, he kind of shook off in this format. And if you start to see the Seamus Power that we saw before, you know, leading into the first two rounds of the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, then that's a really good player. That's a top player in the world, far better than a seed. And I think he can give Hatton a really good match. So another unpredictable one between two very talented Europeans.
All right, moving right along, and I see a rematch from last year's final. Scottie Scheffler, who goes 5-6 holes deep, whatever it ended up being in a playoff, to edge out Matt Fitzpatrick, will take on the defending champion, Billy Horschel. I have to admit, Greg, I can't tell you how impressed I am with both of these guys. To not only defend your crown and get out of your group like Billy Horschel is doing, but for Scottie Scheffler to come out from probably the deepest, most difficult group, do it in a playoff against Matt Fitzpatrick, who was playing great. These two guys, unfortunately, are going to run into each other in the Sweet 16, but this is a fairly cool, low-key heavyweight bout.
It's absolutely, in this format, absolutely a heavyweight bout. But even before that, think about what Billy Horschel's been doing before the Players' Championship, right? I mean, I know he withdrew. That gave me a little bit of concern heading into this week. But his play leading into that at the Honda, at the Arnold Palmer Invitational, and even before that was just phenomenal. So he is in great form in a format he very clearly loves, and he's comfortable. And Scottie Scheffler is extremely comfortable. Where I used to wonder what he would do in big moments, he's got an 8-footer under the gun, the most amount of pressure imaginable in a format like this, and you know it's going in, and it does. The tee shot, he's hitting it extremely long and straight. In the playoff, he was pounding the ball. That's going to be hard to beat. I have a feeling he's going to get his revenge against Billy tomorrow.
Dustin Johnson gets out of his own group. That's number 8. And Richard Bland, that's right, Richard Bland gets out of group 9. These two golfers could not be any more different, Greg. And the odds makers have made Dustin Johnson the largest favorite out of any one of these groups. He's minus 255 to Richard Bland's plus 205. That is the most mismatched matchup in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, on paper anyway. But yeah, look, DJ has played this golf course very well in the past. He made it to the final. He won here. He beat John Rahm in the finals here. So he's done very well on this golf course. Richard Bland has too in his first three matches. He seems to be hanging in there. But I do think Richard Bland came out of a much weaker group than Dustin Johnson. Dustin Johnson had to go up against a very good Max Homa. And just didn't give him room to breathe on the back nine. He is a force, and I think we're heading right for a John Rahm Dustin Johnson matchup a little later in the bracket.
Ooh, okay. I would like that, but what I would like a little bit more is a Dustin Johnson Brooks Koepka matchup. Winner of Group 16, Brooks Koepka rolls 3-0 on the week. John Rahm, despite losing to Patrick Reed on day three, does indeed get out of Group 1. And this is the heavyweight bout. This is the, in my opinion, by far the best matchup of the Sweet 16. And whoever ends up winning this event might come out of this matchup.
Yeah, or the next one. Don't sleep on Dustin Johnson, right? So those two are, that's where it is the real tipping point. And I'm not trying to count out Richard Bland, because he could beat DJ. Remember what happened with Ted Potter at Pebble Beach a couple years ago. Just sometimes when there's that big of a difference in distance, it's challenging. And anyway, I digress on that. Look, John Rahm lost today. And he made a couple of sloppy mistakes down the stretch, but he still made 6 birdies and he looks really good. And I know Koepka looks great too, but this just feels like it's John Rahm's time for me. And I almost like the fact that he lost today, that he got one out of the way. I think he's going to be really hard for Koepka to take down tomorrow.
All right, Greg, those are the Sweet 16 matchups, and they will get right back out there and play another round. So we'll be down to the final four on Saturday. What I want to do is I want to take a look at the odds. I want to give a quick one and done update. I want to talk a few odds and ends, but first we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners. It's a really fine line creating workout clothes that are great in the gym and workout clothes that are also great to look at outside the gym. And Vuori has threaded that needle. They are designed to work out in, but they don't look like it. They don't feel like it. And it's incredibly comfortable stuff, whether you are running, training, swimming, doing yoga, running errands, lounging around the house. It really doesn't matter. These are versatile clothes. You'll find me often in the men's Sunday performance jogger, because I like the jogger situation that goes on down at the bottom, but they're very comfortable. They've got a little bit of a shorter inseam, so they're not as bulky as other pants or other joggers that I have seen out there, and I've really enjoyed how they work both in and out of the gym. So now, here's what you can do for our listeners. First-time purchasers are getting 20% off. All you have to do is go to Vuori.com/first. That's Vuori.com/first. Again, not only will you receive 20% off your first order, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75. And here's my favorite part, free returns. Yeah, go check it out. Vuori.com/first and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
And we're back. The odds are out. And John Rahm, no surprise, the favorite to win the WGC Dell Technologies match play, according to our friends over at Caesars Sportsbook. But he's a co-favorite with Colin Morikawa. And Caesars is not going to get burned by Dustin Johnson or Scottie Scheffler. Those two are right behind. And those four golfers, Greg, are the only four that are below 12-1.
Yeah, and it makes sense. I mean, those are your heavy hitters. Those are the guys, if you're looking at a Ryder Cup situation, you're saying, hey, they're going to go 5 matches. It kind of seems like the U.S. has a lot of those guys. But I understand where these numbers are coming from. And the interesting thing is that they come to a head, at least with DJ and Rahm. And if Scottie Scheffler gets to the final four, he'll get in there too. So Morikawa would have the clearest path. He wouldn't have to play any of those three players before he reaches the final four. But it's still it's still not an easy road. I mean, Abraham Answers is difficult. He could be extremely a really difficult match too. Talk about a match of ball strikers. My good, that would be phenomenal. And then the one that really sticks out to me on this odds board, Rick, is Kevin Kisner. I love that number for him. And you see who he's got. It almost doesn't matter who he plays. He just goes out and makes birdie after birdie. He will wear you out in match play. So I think he is definitely worth a shot. Are you surprised at all about Billy Horschel's number?
A little bit. I mean, I think the left side of the bracket is by far the hardest side of the bracket to get through.
I agree.
It's Scottie Scheffler immediately for Billy Horschel, and eventually one of probably Rom Koepka or DJ, and then whoever comes out of the other. It's the really hard side. Your point about Kisner is well taken, because so the way that I have this, I have a Brooks outright ticket from before the event, so I'm happy there. But the Zalatoris at 12-1 number is the same as Kisner's, which I like coming out of the bottom right half of the bracket, because Zalatoris has to go through Nah and then either Kisner or Adam Scott. You have Takumi Kanaya, Corey Connors, and then eventually you'd get to probably Colin Morikawa. But if somebody else goes on a run, you could get a situation where Zalatoris or Kisner could be favored in like all of their matchups, depending on how this thing shakes out. So I like a guy coming from that bottom right-hand portion of the bracket for value.
Oh, yeah, if it's not more for value. But looking on paper, I think an Answer with the potential to face Takumi Kanaya, if he just continues this little heater, he might cool off against a guy like Morikawa. And now you're in a really big mismatch. So I'm very curious to see how that plays out. But I think that bottom right is it looks like that could be a nice spot. It looks like you could get a Kisner to get Scott on an off day and catch a Zalatoris when he's not filling it up like crazy with the putter. And he is. And so all of a sudden it could look pretty easy in a way. But Rick, there's nothing easy in this tournament.
There's really not. Two quick things and we'll get out of here. The one and done is down to Jacob and the fans, because those are the only two that got their golfer through. Jacob is riding Kevin Kisner. Good job, Jacob. You've got a hot ticket. And the fans, oh my, went with Scottie Scheffler. Everybody else whiffed. And we will not be around for the rest of this event. And then finally, Greg, Brian Miller on Twitter points out that the feud, the whole thing that started this Coach versus Greg feud, Russell Henley versus Paul Casey, combined for exactly 0 points, Greg.
You will be awarded 0 points, and God have mercy on your soul. this was a complete disaster. And I mean, honestly, Coach should have seen this coming with Paul Casey. I'm only teasing. This was this was just an unfortunate situation. And if I end up winning, it's not the way I want to win, and it's disappointing. I'm looking at my bracket though, and I don't think it matters. I don't know what I got to look at Coach's bracket. The my saving grace could be Jon Rahm. I need Jon Rahm to win this thing, and then I think I'll beat him. But if Jon Rahm loses tomorrow morning, I mean, I could do a TikTok dance tomorrow morning for you.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
It's ugly.
Have you been practicing?
No, not the dance. My bracket.
Oh, okay. Oh, the dance will not be ugly. Got it. Okay. Speaking of brackets, I'll leave you all with this. Our bracket challenge got 2,176 people, by far the largest private bracket contest on PGAtour.com. So thank you very much. There are about 15 of you that got 9 out of 16 through. No one got 10 out of 16, but KD O'Neill has 11 out of 16 through, and they are sitting pretty at the top of the bracket challenge. So very well done, KD. Wow. So far, so good. Lots of golf still to be played, but 11 out of 16 through. That is the pace setter.
You allow wizards into your tournament, Rick?
Apparently I do.
You got to add like a robot. I am not a robot box to check, because that's crazy in this thing. 11 out of 16. Good on you. That is nice.
Love it. Well, that'll do it. We'll be back after the final putt drops in the Elite Eight tomorrow, two full rounds. And then, of course, back again on Sunday. But for now, let me thank producer Jacob. Does all the hard work behind the scenes. That right there, Greg Ducharme. You can find him on Twitter at TheRealGFD, and you can find me at Rick Run Good. This has been The First Cut, and we'll catch you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.